Managers at a blaze in North Idaho were warned about hazardous conditions the day before a 20-year-old firefighter died on the job. That's according to an informal report by the head of a federal hotshot crew, which refused to work on the fire. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has this report.
Ann Vieseth was killed on August 12th at the Steep Corner Fire southeast of Coeur d'Alene. A tree fell on her. The day before, a hotshot crew had visited the fire and discovered what they called extremely unsafe conditions. Their report posted online describes poor communication, no plan for medical emergencies, water being dropped before firefighters were out of the way, and the constant thunder of falling snags. The hotshot team refused to work there until the problems were fixed. Timothy Inglesby calls the report disturbing. He's a former federal firefighter who now runs the Eugene-based group Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology.
There's a number of very severe violations of just standard safety procedures and protocols documented.
A spokesman for the Forest Service says the agency is still trying to determine whether the hotshot crew was in the same location where Vieseth was killed. Federal teams are on the ground investigating her death. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.